WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you conquer life's challenges, one day at a time. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Ever felt that knot in your stomach, the racing heart, the overwhelming urge to just hide under the covers? Yeah, we're talking about fear and anxiety, those unwelcome houseguests who seem to overstay their welcome way too often. Now, I get it. Fear is a primal instinct, hardwired into our brains for survival. Anxiety, well, that's our brain playing out worst-case scenarios in an endless loop, even when there's no real danger. But here's the thing. We can't let fear and anxiety control our lives. We have to learn how to manage them, to tame those inner demons, so they don't run the show. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you kick those anxieties to the curb. First off, recognize and acknowledge your fears. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. The Stoics believed in facing our fears head-on, like a warrior staring down a dragon. It takes courage, I know, but once you name it, you start to have some power over it. Second, remember that worry is often fueled by what-ifs and hypotheticals. You know those pesky, what-if, thoughts that keep popping up? Those are just mind games. The Stoics taught us to focus on what we can control, our actions, our reactions, our mindset. Stop obsessing over things outside your sphere of influence, because you're wasting precious energy worrying about the unknown. Third, practice mindfulness. This one is super important. When anxiety hits, take a moment to breathe deeply, feel your feet grounded on the earth, and simply observe your thoughts without judgment. Like clouds passing by, let those anxious thoughts come and go without getting caught up in them. Mindfulness helps you stay present and focused on the now, instead of letting your mind spiral into worrival. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It might sound counterintuitive, but focusing on what you're grateful for can actually shift your perspective and reduce anxiety. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunset. Gratitude is like an antidote to fear and negativity. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle with fear and anxiety at some point in our lives. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist if you need support. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating, and it reminds us that we're all in this together. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur who's about to pitch her groundbreaking business idea to investors. Her heart is pounding, palms are sweating, she's replaying every potential question in her head, and those pesky what-if thoughts are running rampant. This is classic anxiety hitting hard, right? But then, Sarah takes a deep breath, remembers her Stoic training. She acknowledges her fear but refuses to let it control her. She focuses on the message she wants to deliver, visualizes success, and walks into that pitch with newfound confidence. See, even when faced with intense pressure, we can choose how we respond. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that while fear and anxiety are real, they don't have to dictate our lives. With the right mindset and tools, we can overcome them and achieve incredible things. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your fears, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and know you're not alone. And most importantly, keep practicing those Stoic principles, courage, resilience, and self-control, because they'll be your greatest weapons against fear and anxiety. Alright folks, that's a wrap for today. I hope this episode gave you some valuable insights to navigate those anxious moments. Remember, you've got the power within you to overcome any challenge. Now, go out there and face your fears with fortitude first. And don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, or even just a quick hello on our social media channels. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.